BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Hi, Roisin.
Hello, Cassie.
So how are you?
I am very good. I am very warm. I am very sweaty. I'm covered in tanning oil. I am slipping about my house like a slug. Obviously, our producers Ross and Ali have been harassing us, trying to get us to do a promo for this podcast. I just, what are we going to do?
I don't know, because we've not even met yet. Like, we've been in lockdown, so what are we going to do? We'll just have to wing it.
See, when we do meet, the emotions, it'll be like being reunited with a long-lost sibling. I know so much stuff that you, like, hate and that you love, but I don't, like, know how tall you are. How tall are you?
5'7". We're going to be doing this podcast, and it's about everything that we've been loving and loathing recently. But not only that, we're going to get guests on to talk about what they've been loving and hating as well.
Oh, the people's brains we will pick. I hate that expression. I don't even know why I said that. I hate when people say that. It makes me feel weird. That's like one of my hates. I feel like before we ask loads of people about their loves, what is your hates? Your biggest hate and your biggest love?
Oh, biggest hate. I hate so many things right now.
I can never think of a love. I've got so many hates.
That's it. I've got so many hates as well and less loves. Maybe we need to be better people.
Maybe this will make us better people though. If we have to, if it's the love hate club and we have to talk about things we love, maybe we'll start appreciating things more.
What do I hate right now? I hate people that talk during movies. Can't stand it.
Oh yeah. I can get on board with that. As a concept, I love banana bread, but I don't like it when people start putting raisins and stuff in it. That is one of my biggest hates, raisins in food. And you think it's chocolate, and you eat it, oh, and you're met with a sultana. Why would you ever want that?
Right now, absolutely loving normal people. However, kind of not over it. I don't want to say over it. I'm not over Paul Mescal. I'm over normal people in the sense that I've moved on from it. I feel quite bad for that. It's almost like kind of you've left a boyfriend and you're like, meh, you know, get rid of him.
And I feel like there's only so much Connell and Marianne you can take.
Oh no, I can't have enough. Oh, we're not agreed on that one.
My flatmates were to the point with normal people. I was like, you are not well. You are not. They were refreshing things. They were, oh, here he is with a packet of prawn cocktail crisps. I just finished Ozark and started Money Heist. Wasn't sure though, wasn't sure.
Is it because it was dubbed or you're watching it with subtitles? Is that why?
No, I actually watch everything with subtitles. That's a love. I love watching things with subtitles. See, once you start, and I've seen somebody say this on Twitter, see, once you start watching things with subtitles, there is no going back. But it does depend on the subtitle. Because see, if the subtitles are off or wrong, I can't watch the programme. It's like when like YouTubers and stuff, like Scottish ones especially, get like, they just do the mad captions for them, and it's like, Sharon went to the store, and that's like they're saying like, I just closed the door. Do you know what I mean? That's not what they're saying. That was just very quick. But I hate when the subtitles are wrong. Ooh, no.
Who would be your ideal guest for the podcast? And, you know, reach for the sky. I'm talking anybody, alive or dead.
Okay, right. My first answer is, I don't know if he's not coming on. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I'm being honest. Charles Manson. I don't admire him or anything like that.
No, of course not. Rush.
Hear me out. So obviously he's got like the Manson family and they probably were full of psychedelic drugs, but it would be interesting to speak to these people who have got such an influence and think like, what was going on there? Because that's what they say about all these obsessive true crime and serial killers. Everybody says that's such a basic thing to say. But like, I would like to meet one of these people that you would never know. Or like, oh, they were so nice, they were so cool. Because would I have fallen for it? I would just like to know that. But more sort of normal answer, I would like Dolly Parton. Love Dolly Parton.
Oh yeah, that is a good one.
The day that Dolly Parton dies, don't touch wood, I will be wearing black for 3 months. Who's yours?
Who would I love to get on? Somebody more reachable. Would still love Jamie Genevieve to come on the podcast. I'm a massive fan. I think she knows that. She's got at least 1,000 DMs. Before I was on the radio, I used to do makeup and had a massive interest in it. And just because I think, like every fan of Jamie Genevieve's, they feel like they're her friend. So I would love to get her on.
So true. She's just so normal.
I know.
And even though she posts photos with Rihanna and that, I'm like, you're still so normal.
I actually think she'd be the perfect guest, and I can't think of anyone else.
Maybe she could introduce us to Rihanna.
Yes. Right. So what are we doing for this promotional thing? We could actually go and flyer people, or we can't because we're kind of still half in lockdown.
Do you know what we should do? Do you know what I saw somebody do? in lockdown, hire a plane that has writing on the end. Do they have them if we're not in America?
Have you got any money in the bank for that? Or, well... Okay, forget all that. It's going to be brilliant. It's the Love Hate Club. You need to be part of it and come and join Roisin and I. We're going to have guests on. It's going to be awesome. Subscribe now on BBC Sounds or wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll definitely know about it every time we drop a new episode.